I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero again coming to you live tonight, TalkCast PDX Studios, heard around the world, online, aftermath.media, aftermath.fm, TalkStream Live, and many radio stations across the country that are hanging with us as we are growing and certainly making waves across the country with what we talk about. You know, it's kind of interesting. I've been talking with a few people at aftermath.media, going to the little chat room we have there. By the way, it's $9.99 to sign up for the chat room and for the library and for me showing up every once in a while, which is something that I do. So I was talking with some of the listeners who are there in the Northeast, and they were talking about Operation Atlantic Storm, and they were saying, is this the storm you talked about? And I said, well, you know, I don't know if it is, but what convinced me that this might be the storm I was talking about with Operation Atlantic Storm is because of the fact that, well, they were first predicting like 1 to 3 inches of snow with the storm. And then it force multiplied to now 10 to 14 inches. So they're getting more snow now than they get in an entire season. Now, what is that doing? Well, it's doing exactly what the Operation Atlantic Storm said it would. It would be a storm that would stop or at least keep first responders from attending to a virus or a pathogen. And they didn't specify which one, because this was back in 2005 when they came up with this story. So back in 2005, you know, they didn't know what COVID-19 was. Maybe they did. I don't know. But they knew that there would be some sort of pathogen that would be here with the Atlantic Storm, and it would stop first responders from getting either vaccines or help or assistance. And so now I was looking at an ABC News report. I just came over the wire just a little while ago. The headline was, Winter Storm Threatens Vaccine and Holiday Shipping. So that means that the vaccines that are supposed to be getting out to the Northeast are not going to make it to the Northeast because of this storm. And holiday shipping is also going to be hampered by this. So the Northeast right now is getting dumped on, a lot of snow. And of course, we talked about this. What was it? Well, we first talked about it back when we were talking about, you know, dark winter. And that was May. And then again, we talked about it the end of August and beginning of September into October because, you know, that's when we had our first snows. And we said, hey, you know, this is kind of bizarre. It's going to be a colder than normal winter. We're going to have a lot of major storms. We had two bombogenesis last week that happened, or bomb cyclones that happened in Alaska. And then a number of other, well, this one turned into a bomb cyclone, and then it spread out into the Northeast. So now we're having a sort of a hurricane blizzard-like thing going on. I mean, it's when you listen to this program, you have to understand that when I talk about things, I talk about them kind of before they happen because I want people to be prepared for what is coming. I mean, you can make the argument that most conspiracy theories or whatever you want to call them, predictions or what have you, they're made not for this moment. They're made as portents as to what is going to happen months or years from now. Basically, months or years from when they were first made, sometimes weeks with this program. I mean, this is the frustrating part of doing a show like Ground Zero. One can accuse me of not covering current events, but my argument is that I don't cover current events. I cover events that are about to happen as current events. It's just, I do that. I cover them before they happen, or I have a way of predicting how a story is going to go, because I take a look at one story, and I kind of roll the dice, move the mice, and figure out how I'm going to, you know, shape the story. You start with one story, and it builds, and it builds, and it builds, and people, you know, if they follow the show with any type of frequency, they know that that's how the shows are done. I said when I was a kid, I remember when I was a kid, I think it was like second or third grade, I had this idea that I wanted to be a TV weatherman. And I got a chance to meet some of the TV weathermen who lived in my state. I met Mark Eubank, who was this weather guy. I met Lloyd Lindsey Young, who was a well-known weather guy in Idaho. You know, I met a few of them. I said, I'm going to be a weatherman when I grow up. And then I realized, I don't want to be a weatherman because they don't get any respect. Because weathermen, if they make a wrong prediction, they get basically trolled, and that's the end of their career. So I still see myself as a weatherman, but I have a knack for seeing these, I guess you could call them storms. Let's use storm as a metaphor. I see the clouds start, you know, I see the clouds gathering and I see the storm coming and I say, I want to tell you the storm before it hits. And it may not hit. I may be wrong. I may not hit the mark. But when you're finding causal explanations and retrocausal explanations for events, that is the core part of building up a stable, accurate, and internally consistent understanding of what is going on in the world, what you can prepare for. That's why I become suspicious when I hear mainstream news outlets denounce those who post theories or connect the dots about stories that they are too lazy to investigate. You know, fact checkers be damned. You know, you can make a prediction or you can at least see how things are going. The fact checkers will step in and say, well, that's not how it is. That's not how it is. And you're saying, yeah, I know it's not how it is, but it's what it can be. There is potential. I mean, they give us potential about things like global warming, climate change. They give us potential facts and figures about the economy. They give us potential, predictions about elections. Just go down the list of everything that they do that we can't do. Or that normal individuals, especially those who look outside in the margins, how they get treated, okay? And you get thrown out, you get shunned, you get canceled, you get shut down. And that's why it's so important. I mean, look, we've been ironing out the kinks here where we're at in our new studios. I mean, our setup, we're resetting up, rebuilding, resetting. In fact, we're calling it the Ground Zero Reset. It's not the resetting topics. It says we're resetting where we are and what we're doing. And it's been painful. It's been frustrating. I know a lot of people out there have, you know, some people have lost patience with us. Other people have got patience. But that's the thing. It's been through the support of the listeners we've had these many successes. We've had a few successes behind the scenes, I got to tell you. I mean, we've had radio stations sign on, new radio stations sign on, one that all of a sudden just said, hey, go in the full 3 hours, guys. We love the show. We're going to go the full 3 hours. See, this is the type of stuff that, once again, the listeners told me, with one door closed, another door opens. So many of our radio affiliates across the country have been patient with us. Many not only played an hour of the show, increasing the show to 3 hours, and new affiliates have signed on, which gives us more incentive to continue fighting the good fight, continue, you know, what we do and how we do it. We're succeeding. I believe that we are succeeding, even though, I mean, I have to be honest, this was a sideline, okay? We've been sidelined a little, and they can take away our studios, but they can't take away our voices. And they can't take away the continued support of those who trust us for credible and amazing stories meant to warn, expound, and encourage preparation for what is coming. And I think tonight I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint at what is happening now, and I'm going to give you a reason to question or at least think about what is coming. So I want to take you all the way back to March of 2020. And back in March of 2020, there were a lot of things going on. We had, of course, COVID-19 was a big, I mean, this was back in the Ides. Remember, I always talk about the Ides of March. It was around the Ides of March that President Trump had said that, you know, there's this COVID problem. There's going to be lockdowns. There's going to be all these things going on. And we were all going, whoa, you know, what's going to happen next? And there was, at the same time, and this was something that I tried to focus on in 2020, because as I said, I did a show at the beginning of 2020 called 2020 Year of the Metal Rat. Now we're the lab rats, but it was the metal rat. The idea, the metal rat was the mechanical machines, computers, that 2020 would be a year of the setup for the technocratic society, or the technocratic, the idea of the scarcity economy based on, you know, taking away jobs and replacing people with machines. And I said that one of the biggest problems with this, we were talking about the Internet of Things, we were talking about, the cashless society off and on, we were talking about cybersecurity. That cybersecurity is the biggest, most important thing we should focus on besides the idea of COVID-19. But see, the media is obsessed with COVID-19 death reports, and they were obsessed with making Trump look bad at every, I mean, just, you know, a complete bombardment of, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, here's the body count, I hate Trump. That's all CNN was for the past 4 years. I mean, if you don't believe me, go back and rewatch Breonna Taylor. Go back and rewatch, Don Lemon. Watch Cuomo. These guys, it's just hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. Let's give you the body count so you can be scared. Blame Trump, blame Trump, blame Trump. And it's all it's been, okay? And this is not being me political, me saying, oh, I feel so sorry for Trump. That's just the way it has been. That has been the agenda. And no focus on things that matter outside of COVID-19, outside of let's hate Trump. And one of those things was cybersecurity. And we were talking about it at least two or three times in the year, this year. In fact, as recent as September, we were talking about the possibility of a cyber attack on the country. And I want to kind of refresh your memory of this, because I'm going to once again do a follow-up on something we brought up. And it may give you a new insight as to what happened with the election and what is happening now with the country and its infrastructure. And it may even lead to what's called a black swan event, where all things are going to change. And we'll talk about that coming up on Ground Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis. We'll be back with more. Don't go away. Keep it right here.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.